What is going on, guys? Welcome back to, I was going to say the Cowboys Gaming Gear Podcast, but welcome back to Nolan TCG as well. I am here because the ban list is out. Leo, luckily operating on a different timeline to us right now, or a different time zone to us right now, he's in America, has texted me in the middle of the night saying, do not open any chats, there is a ban list out. So here we are, apparently there's a ban list. Actually pretty excited, the sun is about to come up. So this is pretty early in the morning that I'm recording this, but also everyone is away. They'll be back for the regular scheduled podcast for tomorrow, which will be probably pretty heavily covering this ban list, but at the moment, it's just me for the reactions. Hopefully everything's working, and I've tried to set up a double screen setup here, so you can see things as I see things. But let's go to the ban list. Okay, starting us off, Aguido is banned straight away. This is an old ban list. This isn't right. Let's, maybe it's just the American website? Let's find out. Or maybe they've just posted it to fucking Twitter. I hate it when they do that. Where are we? Play? No? We'll be back. So we're back. I know a couple of cards that have been, sweet Jesus. Okay, I've just looked at the first card that's banned. Should be able to already see things on my screen, but I have been trying to avoid looking at it. So far, I think I know Kieran is back. But yeah, Andrew will be happy about that. The minute he said he will come to locals. So this ban list is effective April 22nd for us. What day is this? So it's Monday. Okay, sure. Split ban list. Let's go for it. Banned. What the shit? Linkaribo, Baron DeFleur, Savage, and Summon Limit. This is how they chose to hit fire without hitting fire. I would almost rather they just hit fire. This is pretty stupid. That's stupid with like two O's. Oh, Jesus. I guess we're taking the gates off end boards. This is really bizarre. Are we pushing for a future where negates just don't exist generically in every deck? Possibly. Is there a way for me to swipe across? Okay. So, I can see here that Kieran is limited, but I've read first that Protoss is also limited. That's bad. Protoss shouldn't come back off the ban list, especially with Sword Soul still at full power. That's a no-no, Konami. That was unnecessary. But title? Perfectly reasonable. Colossus to one? Okay. Sure. I guess it hard counters all the adding that fire does. But clearly, here, we're not got no other fire cards limited. So they've essentially just could have banned Jet Synchron and kept the other cards, unless they're going towards a future of not having, negates on end boards, I guess. Kieran, limited. Probably should have happened last ban list. Happens this ban list instead. Andrew, again, like I mentioned, he'll be happy about that. Chicken Game to one. Can probably just be banned. It's just a generic draw that's also brings up some weird interactions. Unnecessary. Anti-Spell to one. Probably should have happened when they put all those other Floodgates to one last time. Although they didn't put Summon Limit to one, and now they just hard banned it. Like, yeah, sure. There's a lot of hits on this ban list that are designed to hit fire without hitting fire. Let's see if anything's been semi-limited for fire. Semi-limited Armageddonite, which I think is going up from one, and Delicious Memory, which is going up from one. That's fair. I have Pearly still sitting on my desk that I haven't touched since they limited everything, so I might pick it up again and see what's going on. I don't think I've actually probably given it time since the second Xyz came out. Well, the new XEs came out. And 2-3. Malicious to 3. Harp Horror to 3. Terror Top to 3, but Engage is what I've just seen. Why are they putting Engage to 3, man? I don't want them to put Engage to 3. But Terror Top to 3, cool. Good for Goblins. Luckily, I had the third put aside because I expected this was going to happen. Harp Horror, it's not doing anything at 1. Have it at 3. And Mally, give the hero players a bone, I guess. They've also now just gotten another Armageddon Knight, but they can just do that, all that shit for free. So, Mally to 3, it's interesting. The Armageddon Knight, I guess so. But the bans and the limits are so strange. Like, they've really gone out of their way to hit fire without hitting fire. And, well, this is our ban list for the rest of our events, for probably going to be also Oshis slash North American WCQ, all the WCQs. I'm confused as to why it's a split ban list date. We must have something on next weekend that they're trying to dodge or avoid, or there's a reprint of one of these cards that they're trying to push. They didn't bring back Summon Sorceress, so it's like, we're not getting that in the next 3 months. Like, I'm curious as to why they've done this. Maybe North America came up with a ban list and was like, we didn't check it with Europe, so let's give them a week to figure it out. But yeah, we will be back for regularly scheduled content tomorrow for the full podcast, where we will discuss the ins and outs of the ban list. This is a weird one. See you.